WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
In hour number two of the program here on Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford on Tarkin Hill Road. And hopefully you'll get over to D's either today or this weekend and tell them that you love hearing Fun Friday on the program and you love D's Hot Dogs. And if you've never tried them, you're in for a treat. I would say, I don't know what I would suggest to somebody for their first time ever. As I've said before, I'm a big fan of the Coney and cheese, but the baked bean and bacon is fast becoming a favorite as well, but maybe if it's your first time going there, you just want to take it, you know, onions and mustard or however you, you know, normally just make a dog at home and then get into some of the more extravagant toppings that they have there. And now they do have celery salt because everybody was talking about it, so they've got it now. And, of course, you can get two hot dogs, chips, and a soda for $5. Can't go wrong with that deal at all. Even as prices have gone up on everything else, they've kept that deal the same. So stop by and treat yourself to a little fun lunch today at D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. But it is Fun Friday, so our Fun Friday question today, because we're going to be giving away tickets to Six Flags through the course of the morning. We have a post up online, WBSM.com, the WBSM app, where you can enter there to try to win some Six Flags passes. And then later on, I'll also give some away to callers as well. And it's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. But the amusement park mindset has me thinking about some favorite rides. And so that's my question today, is what is your favorite amusement park slash carnival ride? And it can be generic, like I like to go on, you know, the, like I said, the Thunderbolt or the Himalaya, like that style ride. They all have different names at different parks. But, you know, the difference is the Himalaya is the one where you sit in. So it's like a circle where all of these carts are tied together in a circle around like a central arm. And it goes around in a circle really fast while music plays and kind of goes up and down little hills, little bumps. And it's fun, but it's, you know, it's designed to, it's good for people like me that don't like heights. And that's the Himalaya style one. But the Thunderbolt style one is the one that is the same setup. It's little individual cars going around in a circle and going over these bumps. But instead of being on the ground, so to speak, they hang from a rocker arm. So they actually swing out as it goes around in a circle. I like that ride too. So those are kind of like my generic favorites. The Gravitron was another one, but you can't really see that anymore. That's kind of like the Turkish Twist, which was, we got a comment from Nate. Nate says that the Turkish Twist is his favorite. But the specific ones that I like the Haunted House at Canobie Lake Park, which if you've never been in that or if you don't remember it, it's like a haunted mine. So you start off going through this area where there's animatronic miners that are mining for gold. And so you kind of go around and there's little bodies of water and, you know, you're kind of spinning around and going around the track and like S curves and seeing all the animatronic miners. And then you get to this point where one of them is like, no, 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 don't go any further. Go back, go back. And it goes down a hill. And basically what it is you're going into hell. And there's all this, you know, fake fire and like devils and stuff. It's so much fun. And it's like the prototypical haunted house ride. So I love that. I just love the nostalgic feeling it gives me. I mean, it's not scary by any stretch of the imagination, but it is pretty intense for little kids. And then at Six Flags New England, I love that Houdini's Mansion, where you sit in the house and they make it look like the whole room is spinning around you. Because it actually is. I'm not going to ruin the illusion for you, but, you know, I like that ride. I've always been a fan of that one. But I mean, I've been going on that since Six Flags was Riverside Park. And, of course, all the great roller coasters that they have there. And very excited to try the new Quantum Accelerator at Six Flags New England, which is, you know, probably more my speed for roller coaster these days. Although, you know, there's a couple that I haven't been on yet there. There's a couple they've opened up in the more recent years that I haven't had a chance to ride yet. So I think I'm going to have to get myself over there sometime this summer. But you're going to be able to get over there for free because we're going to be giving away passes throughout the morning at WBSM.com and also later on air. And speaking of free things that we're giving away on air, yes, we will have your Eagles codes coming up today at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. We'll have your Eagles song titles. And when you hear those, you can enter them at WBSM.com or on the app, and you could be on your way to Las Vegas to see the Eagles at the Sphere with airfare for two, a two-night stay at the Venetian, two tickets to see the Eagles at the Sphere, and $500 in spending money. And that's brought to you by DeMello International Center and Tank Exchange. They're the sponsors of that great contest here. But also, later on today, during South Coast Now, see, I do Fun Friday, where we have this fun question today about amusement park rides and, you know, each week something a little bit different. And we try to keep it on the lighter side, but although we can still talk about the important news of the day. But on Chris McCarthy's show, South Coast Now, Fridays are Free Food Fridays. And so Chris gives away each Friday a $50 certificate to Rose Alley and a $50 certificate to the Profile Tavern. So you could be on your way to Rose Alley Ale House in New Bedford or Profile Tavern in East Freetown. He's going to give away those $50 certificates later on during his program for Free Food Friday. And those phone lines light up like nothing you've ever seen. And, I was talking about this with some folks here in the office. We could have like the biggest prize, you know, Boston calling, and we're like reminding people, hey, you've got to pick up your prize, and hey, you know, do you still want this, or, you know, things like that. But a gift certificate to Rose Alley or Profile Tavern, people come down like immediately. I say, well, we'll have it by the door for you, and somebody's usually here until 2 p.m. most days, and, you know, and they're like, okay, and then they show up 10 minutes later because they're so excited to come down and get that if they want to go to Rose Alley, they want to go to Profile Tavern. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't all just use them, you know, that day. They might even just pick them up here and then go right there from here. People love free food. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We were talking earlier about this announcement yesterday from Cape Air that they are now going to be offering air service, a plane ride from New Bedford to Logan. So you would get on the plane in New Bedford. You would go through your TSA screening in New Bedford, take a 35-minute flight to Logan, and then get on your flight for wherever you're going around the country or around the world from Logan, and you've already been screened. You didn't have to drive in traffic. You didn't have to worry about if the tunnel is going to be backed up. You didn't have to park at Logan and pay $50-$60 a day. You parked in New Bedford and paid $10, or maybe got somebody to give you a ride so you didn't have to park at all. Or maybe took an Uber because it was $8 as opposed to $80. And then that's going to cost you $99 when the service launches at the end of September. Each way, $99 per person each way. As opposed to, you know, however much it might cost you to hire a car service or to park at Logan. And if you're traveling for business and, you know, this is a write-off for you, sure, why not? If you're traveling for business and somebody else is footing the bill, tell them about this option. I mean, I think it's a great idea. I just didn't know how much people would actually utilize it. And at first, that was my outlook on it. I was like, I get it. You know, you want to offer as many services out of the New Bedford Regional Airport as possible. But are people going to be motivated enough to get on a plane to go to Boston when they know they can just get in the car and go to Boston? But then the more I thought about it, the more I thought, gee, at that price point, and considering what it costs to get to Logan or park at Logan, whatever it is, and how, especially if you're already screened, I mean, that's always my biggest concern, is how long is that wait going to be? Even if I'm, 4 hours early for my flight, I'm still concerned about how long that line's going to be, because nobody wants to wait in that line. Now, I'm a good candidate for TSA PreCheck, but I haven't bothered to set it up yet. And every time I go to the airport for something, I'm like, that's right, I meant to do that. But not everybody is. And not everybody, even wants to wait in that line. So this is a nice advantage for those who want to be able to utilize it. What I would say, I don't know that the timing of this announcement was necessarily the best this week. I'm sure that, Cape Air has been working on finalizing things and they want to get it announced as soon as possible because they want to start booking those trips. But maybe I would have waited till Monday. Give people a week to get the rats out of their mind. Because naturally, every post on social media, both on, our social media, but everywhere else people were talking about this, everybody was making rat jokes. And I get it. It's not Cape Air's fault. It's not the airport's fault. It's beyond their control. But still, I might have just let that story die down a little bit before I made this announcement. But I guess, too, you've already got the media showing up to take photos and video of the rats, they're in the area. They can come cover this announcement and get some B-roll footage and things like that. So I don't know. Maybe it was smart strategically in that regard, but I don't know. I think I would just be insulating myself from as many rat jokes as possible. Although I say that as the person who's tried to make as many rat jokes as possible, but that's what I'm here for. I'm here to turn other people's misfortune into radio shtick, apparently. I think the humor of it is really just to help us cope with something that is just a head scratcher of an incident. 508-996-0500. We're going to take a break here in a moment. Before I do that, though, one thing that's not a joke and one thing that is a good idea, no matter what time of year it is or whatever else is going on in the news, is at least taking a look at the possibility of going solar. You don't have to decide right away and say, this is what we're doing, but you can sit there and get all the information, gather all the information, and make an informed decision rather than just a bunch of stuff you read about online. And the way to do that is to meet with Isaacson Solar. Have them come out to your home and look around your property and tell you, yes, I think you're a good fit for solar, or no, it's probably not going to work unless maybe we do this, or we try putting this in your yard, or we build you a nice solar pavilion where you can spend your summer in the shade while also gathering that sunlight for energy. Or maybe they just say, you're the perfect candidate. This is an excellent house for solar, and here's how we can do it. And nobody would even know there's solar panels on your roof. There's all different ways that they can make it happen for you. It's not just cut and dry. It's not just one type of system and that's it. There's all kinds of nuance to it. And Isaacson can sit down with you and go over all of it. And then you can make an informed decision with your family about whether or not going solar is right for you. So how do you get the ball rolling on that? Just reach out to them at their website, isaacsonsolar.com. ISAKSEN, Isaacson Solar in Fall River. Have them come out and meet with you and give you simple, honest, direct answers to all your questions about going solar, and then make a fact-based decision as opposed to a, propaganda-based decision that you got from a bunch of websites. All right, I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, we're going to go to the newsroom now and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
A new COVID strain has been found. Was there a cover-up about President Biden's health while he was in office? and an arrest made on a school bus in New Jersey.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
House Republicans want a select committee to investigate what they see as a cover-up involving aides to President Biden accused of hiding his health decline. California Democrat Ro Khanna says something his party has to address.
We should have pushed back against a lot of what we were hearing from the White House.
Five former aides to the president had a deadline of last night to comply. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a new COVID-19 strain responsible for a large surge in China has now arrived in the U.S.
It's an Omicron variant known as NB181, and it's been detected through airport screening programs for international travelers. The CDC says a handful of cases have been confirmed in New York, California, Rhode Island, Virginia, Ohio, Washington, and Hawaii. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Police in New Jersey say a school bus driver facing almost four dozen charges in connection with an incident in which he allegedly stood in the aisle of a speeding bus, leaving the steering wheel unattended. Police say 41-year-old Chow Lele Tien, charged with talking on his cell phone as he stood in the aisle of the speeding bus and endangered his passengers. The bus was traveling from Rhode Island to a private school in Lakewood, New Jersey, before it ran out of gas. Police found it on the side of the parkway and said nobody was hurt. Regular marijuana use linked to the early signs of cardiovascular disease. New research out of UC San Francisco finds that using THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, caused some disruptions in the inner lining of the blood vessels. That's whether the THC was smoked or ingested. The effect could lead to an increased risk of heart attack, stroke, or cardiovascular death. A California man, the recipient of the world's first ever bladder transplant.
Doctors from Keck Medicine of USC and UCLA teamed up for this groundbreaking clinical trial surgery. It was performed earlier this month at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. 41-year-old Oscar Larenzar is both a kidney and bladder cancer survivor. Doctors say Larenzar is doing well 3 weeks after surgery. There are four more patients approved for the surgery in this two-year clinical trial. I'm Jim Roop.
A 1970s teenage heartthrob for some, preparing for the longest tour he's ever had in his life. Sean Cassidy announced a 50-city tour that begins in September. Kicks off in Nashville. While Cassidy was co-starring on the teen-oriented TV series The Hardy Boys Nancy Drew Mysteries, his cover of Da Do Run Run topped the Billboard Hot 100 for 1 week in July of 1977. He also hit the top 10 that year with That's Rock and Roll and Hey Dini. Cassidy says he never really toured because of the TV show. The tour hits 19 states, including two stops in New England, one in Waterville, Maine, and the other in Beverly, Massachusetts. A penthouse loft that became famous in the classic film Psycho can now be yours for a little over $2 million. The loft was built in 1930 on the roof of an 11-story high-rise in downtown Phoenix. It has two bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and a scenic view of the Phoenix skyline. Fans of Alfred Hitchcock will recognize the loft from the iconic opening scenes in the 1960 horror classic Psycho. A hiker is back from the dead, in a way, alive and well after a frantic emergency call.
It happened over the holiday weekend in the Adirondacks when two New York hikers called and said they were lost and their friend had died on the trail. The first ranger to show up quickly found that the two were actually tripping on psychedelic mushrooms. Their friend also called the rangers and was found alive and uninjured. He had just gotten separated from his friends. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox taking on the Braves in Atlanta tonight. First pitch, 7:15.
Now, your ABC6 South Coast forecast. Brought to you by C Street.
Good Friday morning, everyone. Hopefully you're having a good start to the day. Temperatures today relatively mild as we start out in the mid and upper 50s. And by the afternoon, we're going to be in the upper 60s and low 70s for your highs. I'll tell you what, the clouds stick around for the most part. They're pretty stubborn. Little peak of blue sky here and there, but expect more gray than anything else. I will say this, though, most of our Friday stays dry. We are looking at a couple of showers later in the afternoon and evening. Nothing too wild, but a couple drips and drops not out of the question. Keep that in mind if you have some dinner plans as we head out on Friday night. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Shock the monkey, maybe come and shock the rats. That might help. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Oh, yeah, morning. Hey, have you been hearing about the Trump selling pardons? I saw this last night that apparently there was some a TV star that with his wife did some sort of a, reality show.
Yeah, the Chrisleys.
Right. And so he's selling a pardon. They got convicted of fraud, multi-million dollar fraud. And all of a sudden, Trump gives him a pardon and calls him on the telephone with a tear jerk kind of spiel. And he sold a pardon. And the idea that America, you know, the rich and the poor are subject to the courts. And all of a sudden, Donald Trump is going to sell pardons, bypass the jury system, bypass the courts, and just sell pardons. That smells like, I don't know if you're familiar with, 500 years ago, Martin Luther broke free from the Catholic Church, and he nailed this list of crimes on the cathedral door, and one of them was called indulgences. Where they could sell, indulgences was as if you could sin now, pay later. Pay now, sin later. And the idea that you could get away with murder just by a little cash. So, I've been saying for years that Donald Trump has organized crime, but now he's making it pretty plain.
Well, there was also reports that he pardoned the son of one of the people that came to his big fundraiser that he had last week, where they, it was $1 million fundraiser to come and take part in the was it a Bitcoin one or something? And the woman who came, her son got a pardon the next day.
Right. Yeah, actually, they did. They included that one, too. And she wasn't just a $1 million thing. She was putting together fundraisers, and you could only attend by donating $1 million per table seat. So, yeah, this guy, this is amazing. And, what kind of crimes are we going to expect? In fact, did they ever figure out, you remember the big drug trafficker from Mexico, and all of a sudden his family came across the border? Mm-hmm. I think there were 17 of them. Were they actually, you remember he was selling the $5 million citizenship gold cards? This is just creepy. The idea that America is just rolling over and accepting this junk. This guy should have been impeached like friggin' day one It's amazing.
Well, all right. Well, we'll see what happens, especially, you know, when the midterms come. I got to hold you there, though. You have a great day.
Same to you.
All right, we got to take a break here, 508-996-0500, if you want to call in and chime in. You can also send in app chat messages and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. It can be about whatever's on your mind, but it is Fun Friday, so we do like to talk about some of the, you know, we can certainly talk about the news of the day, but we also like to talk about some lighthearted things on Fridays, too. Today's Fun Friday question, because we're going to be giving away some Six Flags tickets later on, brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. They're the ones that are sponsoring the ticket giveaway. And D's Hot Dogs are the sponsors of Fun Friday. And they're why we're asking the question, what is your favorite amusement park ride? We got a vote for the sky, for the, it says Skyfall. I'm assuming that means the free fall, the parachute drop. The ones where basically they shoot you up in the air and then you drop down this column in increments. No thanks. You would never get me on one of those. I'm not good with the heights. I'm good with the heights if it's going to be quick. If I'm going to go up a hill and then go down a hill, like on a roller coaster, I can do that. For me, the scariest part of the roller coaster is the click, 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 click going up. That's why I love these new pneumatic ones that just shoot you straight up. Like Superman at Six Flags, you just get shot right up there. I like that. So if you can go on any ride, you know, what would it be? What's the one ride that would be your favorite overall? And it can be, you know, generically, thematically, or it can be a specific ride. Man, am I going to miss the scrambler at Edaville. Best scrambler I've ever been on in my life. And if you never got to go on it, I feel bad for you. Hopefully we'll find out where it ends up and it'll still be rideable. But who knows? It might not be the same. It might not be the same. All right, let me take this break. We will be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. So I don't know what you're doing today or tomorrow, but we've got a couple of great tasting events happening at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Now, you know it's the home of the purple dot where you can try before you buy. Anything that has a purple dot on it, you can ask for a sample before you purchase it. So you'll know for sure that you're in love with it before you buy it. But they always have great tasting events as well. And they have three events coming up. Today and tomorrow, that I think you're going to want to take part in. So the first one today is from 3 to 5. They're having a wine tasting. Some of the wines that they'll be sampling from 3 to 5 today at Stevie's. Boleto, Teresa's Chardonnay. Let's see, Round Pond. Kith and Kin. Baron DeLay. El Coto. And I can't pronounce some of these other ones, but they look really nice. And it's a variety of reds and whites, as they'll be sampling today from 3 to 5. So you can stop in and try those. Then from 5 to 7, they're having their tiki cocktail tasting to get you ready for the summer. So it's going to be a variety of rums and mixers. So that'll be happening today from 5 to 7. And then tomorrow, from 2 to 5, they're going to have Plymouth Bay Winery there. And I was at Plymouth Bay Winery last night sampling some of the great sangrias that they're making over there. But they're going to have for you to try their Colonial Red, Cranberry Blush, and Widow's Walk, as well as they told me yesterday they were bringing their blueberry and strawberry wines. I had the Strawberry Bay last night. So good. I brought home a bottle. But if you want to see some of the ways that they're going to bring some of the other things that they bring with their wines to help bring out some of those flavors. So for example, you know, they might have you try some of the wine, but also have a twist of lime in it. Or maybe they're going to have you, you know, chew on a peanut butter pretzel before you take a sip of it. All these little things that they come up with to enhance the flavor experience that they do at the tastings over there. They're going to bring that experience with them to the tasting tomorrow at Stevie's from 2 to 5. So a lot going on today and tomorrow at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. And then, just to mark it on your calendar, on Friday, June 13th from 4 to 6, they're going to have their birthday bash tasting, celebrating 4 years. And they're going to have vendors, raffles, and light refreshments happening on Friday, June 13th from 4 to 6. So hopefully I'll see you over there either tonight or tomorrow, and definitely on June 13th. But come on by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And you are definitely going to find something that you're going to want to take home to help celebrate the weekend. All right, 508-996-0500. That is my number. It is Fun Friday, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs. So the Fun Friday question today, because we're going to give away some Six Flags tickets later on. What's your favorite amusement park ride? And you can call in 508-996-0500. You can send it in via app chat or open line voicemail. You can also comment on Facebook. We put it up on a video. It'll go up as a graphic in a little bit as well. So all those different ways you can get them in. We got a couple responses here. Tia likes the carousel. William says his favorite ride is the Rowdy Roosters at Canobie Lake Park. So we've got some good ones already in the running. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm here to brighten your day. Isn't that nice?
As you always do.
Of course. I think of you every single day. Well, I have to call you.
I appreciate
that. I'm going to excite you again.
Okay.
Now, that guy that just called, you know I'm going to say something about mm-hmm. what he said. He's complaining about Trump selling pardons. Well, I haven't even heard of that yet. Have you? Is there proof of that? I don't know.
No, but I've seen a lot of reporting on it that it's that there seems to be benefit for him to giving out these pardons.
I saw
you post about the same exact thing. You know, Trump pardoned the Chrisleys, but not Joe Exotic. What's up with that?
I'm going after that. I'm working on that. well, because Carol Baskin is walking around. She's not dead, so he didn't kill her.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, back to this guy. It bothered him so much. His underwear was probably too tight this morning. Eat one less donut, buddy. Now, you're complaining, mister, about Trump doing something like that, but yet all the pardons that came out with an auto pen, all to the scumbags in one family mostly, and you never called up Mr. Weisberg's show and said anything about those pardons? Why? Don't they count?
I don't remember if he did or he didn't, but you don't have to, you don't have to deflect to what somebody else did.
Yes, I do. I know what you're going to say. Oh, this is what about me now?
Yeah, you can say, hey, I don't like the way this looks. This is fishy.
I am going to defend my president no matter what.
Well, that's because you have Trump derangement syndrome. He's got you deranged to believe everything that he does is right.
Well, Joe Exotic, I know he never should have attempted that. I still don't have any proof of that. I don't care. They were all corrupt back then, the FBI and all that crap. But Carol Baskin can kill her husband and feed him to the cat. That was nice, though. Everybody's talking about it. So
Didn't they say her husband didn't die?
He didn't die.
Yeah, I thought that went around the news a little while ago that he didn't die, that he was alive. Either he was alive or he died later or something. I forget the details.
He's dead then. I was going to say, if he's not dead, let him show up and, So going after Trump for that now. Every little stinking thing. While I'm still waiting.
Wait a minute. Whether or not Joe Biden did that or not, or whether or not somebody else did it in Joe Biden's name, would it bother you if Donald Trump was, you know, for lack of a better term, selling pardons? If he was giving pardons to people based on support they've given him?
I want to know why.
Then why do you care so much about Biden doing it?
Well, Trump hasn't killed anybody. Like all these previous administrations, the Clinton family, all the people they murdered, don't say no. Don't say no.
Well, nobody's ever been convicted of that. Nobody's ever been put on trial for that.
Yeah, because the law was corrupt, too. You know that, too. But I think it's coming. Investigations have been coming out now. You're hearing it here and there, a little bit here and there. And especially corrupted Obama. The Obama, I call him the Ayatollah, because he that's what he thinks he is. He's I can't say he thinks he's God, because he's a devil. You can't compare the two. So, yeah, I'm still waiting for even you, Mr. Weisberg, to say one good thing about Joe Biden. And I'm not talking about now that he's incapacitated. Even before that, when he supposedly did have a mind and a brain that was working, is there anything good?
The man spent his entire life in public service. All he's done is try to do good things. I might not agree with all of his positions that he had over the years, but I mean, he was a person that gave back to his country far more than Donald Trump ever has.
Well, now somebody came out with something and said that Hunter Biden was in control. Really? That drug addict, prostitute, that slime bag. He's a slime bag. Yeah, men are prostitutes too. That guy's a prostitute. He is. When you're laying around and giving it out just for nothing like that and probably catching diseases, I don't understand how that man's not dead from syphilis or some other brain-eating disease.
I know. I can't believe Trump hasn't died of syphilis either. He obviously has it. you can tell by the rambling, nonsensical droppings that come out of his mouth.
Doesn't bother me. You can say whatever you want about him. Say whatever you want. Listen, I'm not in love with the guy. I like the things he's doing now. He's changing stuff, and people are still complaining. They don't complain about what previous administrations did to our country, especially at the border. Number one, at the border. Okay? But yet you're still slamming Trump. He hasn't done anything near as bad. It doesn't even come close to what those administrations did.
You know, when I hear Trump supporters whining and crying about Joe Biden, you know what that is? That reminds me of, you know, Red Sox fans who in 2004, after they won the World Series, are still complaining about how the Red Sox lost in 2003. Oh, well, we could have had two in a row, but no. Like, just enjoy it. You won. Your guy's in power. Stop worrying about Joe Biden and what Joe Biden did. Just move forward, because eventually you're going to have to start worrying about all the stuff Trump's doing.
Yeah, I'm going to let you speak, too. After all, you've been giving me all the time. So I got to learn to be a little quiet while you're speaking. Because things are coming up in my brain while you're talking, and I can't wait to get it out because I don't want to take the whole hour. But before I hang up, what are your feelings about Joe Exotic? Do you think he should get out of jail or not?
They probably gave him a harsher sentence than he deserved, and he's probably served the time for the, you know, he's just a dope. I don't think he had any malicious will.
No, he was married 3 times. And one of them was a young guy. It was a joint marriage, 3 people at the same time.
And
one of them shot himself in the head. I don't even know what that could be about. I don't know.
I got to hold you there, though.
I know I enjoyed the shows, and he must have had a lot of different ideas, and he got all ruined by that one lady.
I got to take a break here. I got to hold you there.
All right. Thank you for taking my call.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Let me get at least one of these spots, and we'll be right back. All right, caller, hang on. We will take you as soon as we come back